KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's cloudy and 70 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms. A high near 80, winds southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Showers will be ending tonight, becoming partly cloudy overnight, a low of 54. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The National Weather Service in Des Moines says while a few showers and storms are expected this morning, better coverage is forecast by this afternoon and evening as a cold front passes through the state. A few strong to potentially severe storms are possible by later today, with the main concerns from hail approaching 1 inch in diameter and strong gusty winds. An isolated tornado is also possible. Locally heavy rainfall and frequent lightning will also accompany the storms. Storms will move into western Iowa very late tomorrow night and continue through the rest of the state on Thursday. The threat of severe weather continues across the southern half of the state then, with hail and damaging winds again the main concern. An isolated tornado remains possible as well. Locally heavy rainfall could also cause flooding in urban areas Wednesday night and Thursday, although this is still a few days out and details may change. So stay tuned for updates as the forecast is fine-tuned. Well, the defense will present its arguments in Davenport during the Molly Tibbetts trial, a murder trial today. This after the prosecution rested Monday on the fourth day of the trial. Christian Rivera is accused of confronting Tibbetts as she ran in her hometown of Brooklyn and killing her and dumping her body in a cornfield in July of 2018. In common procedural move, a defense attorney, Jennifer Fries, asked the judge to throw out the case. She said there was little evidence to link Rivera to the crime beyond a forced confession.
I think the state's evidence is primarily the evidence elicited from the 11-hour interrogation of the defendant, and therefore the motion on behalf of the defense should be granted.
Prosecutor Scott Brown says everything they presented shows Rivera is the killer.
It's our position that the evidence here is overwhelming concerning the guilt of the defendant on a first-degree murder charge.
Judge Joel Yates agreed with Brown on the prosecution evidence presented.
And we will proceed, and the defense's motion for judgment of acquittal is hereby denied.
The trial is set to resume at 8:30 this morning. The Glenwood Police Department reports the arrest on Saturday of 20-year-old Callie Logan. The Glenwood woman was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, and her cash or surety bond was set at $1,000. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday had reported 7 arrests dating back to May 19th. Most recently, at around 2:23 a.m. Sunday, 46-year-old Michael Leo Pickens of Shenandoah and 40-year-old Haley Ann Haynes of Clarinda were arrested following a traffic stop on 195th Street in Mills County. Pickens was charged with possession of a controlled substance and interference with official acts. His bond was set at $10,300. Haynes faces a PCS charge also. Her bond was set at $10,000. Saturday evening, 44-year-old Shane Michael Cyril of Clarinda was arrested following a traffic stop on Highway 34 in Mills County. He was charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving while license denied or revoked, with bond set at $2,300. At around 11 a.m. Saturday, 33-year-old Tyler Aaron Simmons of Pacific Junction was arrested at a location on Ingram Avenue for domestic abuse assault and for 2 counts of child endangerment. Simmons was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. And at around 1:30 a.m. Saturday, 19-year-old Ian Eric Kermaday of Omaha was arrested following a traffic stop on I-29 and charged with OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. Thursday evening, 47-year-old Jerry Lee Dawson of Silver City was arrested for driving while barred with bond set at $2,000. Wednesday morning, Mills County deputies arrested 38-year-old Dustin Lee Harriman of Council Bluffs. He was taken into custody at the Pott County Jail on warrant for 2 counts of violation of probation with bond set at $20,000. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said also there were no injuries reported following an accident that took place at around 8:45 a.m. on Friday at 288th Street and Highway 34. Authorities report 37-year-old Sarah Johnson from Omaha was driving a 2017 Chrysler eastbound on Highway 34 and following a dump truck when a large rock kicked up from under the dump truck and shot through the Chrysler's windshield. The rock traveled through the windshield, narrowly missing Johnson, and the rock landed in the back seat of her vehicle. The impact caused the entire windshield to shatter, leaving Johnson covered with shards of glass. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a deputy dispatched at around 9:35 a.m. Sunday to a disturbance at a residence in Avoca arrested 20-year-old Martin William Wayne Turner of Avoca for criminal mischief in the fifth degree. Turner allegedly punched a window on the front entry door of the residence, breaking out the glass. The incident happened after he'd been locked out of the house by his mother following an argument. Bond was set at $300. Saturday night, 22-year-old Gage Allen Egham of Council Bluffs was arrested after a deputy was dispatched to the Old Mormon Bridge for a welfare check in Crescent. Egham was taken into custody for unlawful possession of a prescription drug. His bond was set at $1,000. Saturday evening, 36-year-old Corey Ross Smith was arrested following a traffic stop in Trainer. Smith was charged with driving while barred, habitual offender. And late Friday night, 41-year-old Lori Beth Bristol was arrested following a traffic stop in the Underwood area. She was charged with OWI first offense. The former manager of a Denison credit union has admitted participating in a nearly $1.5 million embezzlement scheme. Janine Keim pled guilty on Monday to making false statements. She and another employee were accused of embezzling $1.48 million from Consumers Credit Union, which is now called Cobalt Credit Union, from May of 2012 to March of 2018. Prosecutors say Keim filed false reports to auditors and administrators to conceal the amount of missing money. The credit union's former head teller, Brenda Jensen of Denison, pleaded guilty in October to embezzlement. She is scheduled for sentencing in June. And that is a check of some of our latest area news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen.